Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
A very interesting announcement from Rome Resources on the 26th of June regarding the upcoming resource update from its activities at Busy North in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Paul Barrett joins us to talk us through the details. Paul, good morning to you.
Hi, morning, Arthur.
So tell us a little bit about this announcement. You're talking about doing a resource update in September, or announcing a resource update in September. What are the factors behind the timing of this plan?
Yeah, so we had informed the market that we were doing a resource estimate in June, or started kicking it off in early June, which we did with MSA. What's become clear really is there's a couple of factors that are make it more sense to kind of pause that and wait until we have more information. And that information is revolves around the holes that we've been drilling, and the holes that we are drilling are showing a lot better tin and copper grades within them. They're going deeper, and they're also testing this new zone that we talked about a few weeks ago. And that those two elements, really, we won't have the assays for those, so they can't roll into that resource estimate until at some point in August. So that's a fairly compelling argument for delaying, because we won't get the fuller picture until we have those assays in. And the second part of it is the fact that we're seeing, or MSA are confirming, a huge amount of copper in the system. And therefore, because that is part and parcel of the mineralization system, it's quite a complex mineralization system with copper, zinc, and tin. And that to extract the tin and the copper at the same time, then there needs to be a little more work on how that's going to happen. And that also ties in with our metallurgical studies that we're doing in Canada at the moment, or we're just about to start. So it all basically makes a lot of sense for that to pause the resource work until August, get it out in September, and then we'll have an absolutely full picture of where we are on all the various commodities and how much we've got and what we're going to do going forward.
And of course, you do have some insight into what it's going to look like internally, don't you? Because you're doing XRF as you go along on a lot of this core.
That's right. So it is difficult and kind of inappropriate to put out numbers based on that XRF. They're not really properly validated. So, but it is quite interesting that the tin does appear to be increasing at depth, as was always the geological model. And also, as I said, we have this new shallow tin zone, which showed some pretty good values at near surface. And now we're drilling to the northeast, which will give us a deeper intercept, which will give us a virgin intercept of that. So yes, the XRF, in fact, the XRF is the key tool. Cassiterite is, once you get your eye in, you can see it in the core, but certainly in this new northeast zone, which is in the weathered zone, it's really, really difficult to see, which is where the XRF really helps tremendously.
And it sounds like you're expecting something significant from the copper that you mentioned just now.
Well, that's right. I think, we can't talk about numbers, but it is pretty significant. And I think we've had the situation where we know that it's indications from our metallurgy specialists are that we will be able to come up with a worksheet, a flow sheet that gives us a way of getting the copper concentrate and the cassiterite and potentially the zinc at the same time. So yes, it's a big add to the value of the project.
It's going to be a very interesting release when it comes out. In the meantime, what's going to happen operationally on the ground between now and then? I believe there's some issues related to the helicopter that you spoke about in your release yesterday.
Yes, the helicopter. Well, the helicopter's had basically 3 years in the bush, and it's coming up for a major service, so it has to go out of country to do that. But before that happened, actually, maybe as a kind of an indication, there was a mechanical problem, and the machine is now grounded at the site. So it was in the middle of a rig move, which is slightly annoying, but we're hoping that the engineers are out next week, and we'll get the helicopter moving again. We'll get that rig move finished. We'll get the 30, 31, and 32 drilled. We then, because of our pause in the resource estimate, and we're basically at the end of our, pretty much at the end of this campaign of drilling, then we can release the aircraft and then have it back in time for September, October, when we expect hopefully to be back to drilling to firm up what we see in the resource estimate. So it all fits in. I mean, it's not great that it broke down, but we are working around it, and it'll be fine.
So a sort of tantalizing teaser there. So once you've got the resource estimate out, you're going to get back on and drill some more, are you?
Well, that would be one of the potential strategies going forward. I mean, we've always said that, we've got undrilled extensions of Kalai and Montagoma, both in a lateral direction, and certainly in Montagoma case at depth. So there is definitely a technical case for drilling further to increase these numbers. What we want to do is, with the resource estimate, is to basically bank that amount of resources. This is a fantastic project, and there's more upside. So technically, we would say drilling. I mean, I guess we have to, if we get to pre-feasibility study, we'll have to spend more money. So that's definitely, it's a success case scenario. We will, through either a strategic investor or some industry partner, we would look to do the next phase. Yes, I mean, that IRH have just come into Alpha Min. They bought over 50% of Alpha Min, so that's their first foray into tin. They've got a big copper project in Zambia. We are talking to them. So yes, anything like that could happen, bring them in or somebody like that to basically help us with the next phase of work, I think will be ideal. But it's very early days. We'll look at that in September.
Yes, obviously a successful outcome from the resource update would be a significant step in that direction, I suppose, in
Sure.
terms of talking to potential partners. What should investors be looking out for in this resource? Obviously, we can't anticipate the numbers, but what will be some key factors to pay attention to when it does come out?
Well, it's clearly the tin. I mean, clearly this is a tin project with added copper. The tin that we are seeing on the XRF in these deeper holes and the offset holes, I mean, that will be really interesting when those assays come out. So prior to the resource estimate, those assays will come out, and it'll point people who are looking at this to how this is developing as a tin play. And so I think the resource estimate clearly will focus on the tin. The copper, we'll have at that point an idea of how we could extract the copper at the same time as the tin. I mean, the thing is, physically, the copper and the tin are just so interwoven in terms of this mineralization system that we are, or we will be, mining the copper at the same time as the tin anyway. So it's a matter of really understanding how that comes together in terms of the processing operations. And so there should be a lot in there that points to how this could be developed, and that is clearly, hopefully going to add value to it.
Well, we look forward to an interesting couple of months from you guys. You mentioned the assays coming up and the resource update in September, and then possibly further activity on the ground after that. It sounds like you've got a busy time ahead of you.
Yes, despite it being summer, that's right.
Well, Paul, very good to talk to you today, and good luck, and I'm sure we'll check in again soon.
Okay, thanks, Alison.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.